President Donald Trump is currently on his 12-day tour of Asia. After visiting Japan, he is scheduled to arrive in Vietnam on Friday to attend the Summit of Asia-Pacific Countries. We have been privileged to have Dr. Hung Le Thu to help us explore the relations between the United States and Vietnam, particularly during this historic visit of President Trump. Good morning, Dr. Le Thu.
Good morning.
How important is this visit to both America and Vietnam?
Oh, this is a very important visit for Vietnam especially, but I think also for the U.S. This is President Trump's first trip to Asia. It's one of the longest trips, as you just pointed out, 12 days. It's quite a commitment. And it all happens in his first year of presidency. It's a very rare for the U.S. president to visit Vietnam in particular in the first year. So for Vietnam, it's a big deal. There has been a lot of preparation for the APEC summit. Vietnam is the host this year. So not only to welcome the U.S. President Donald Trump, but also many other heads of state. So it is a really important year for Vietnam. And because it is APEC summit, agenda of trade will be very much the focus of the multilateral meeting. And it is trade that has been a major issue since Donald Trump became president. He has pointed trade imbalances with certain Asian countries, including with Vietnam. So talks about trade and hoping for him to spell out what he means by fair and reciprocal and open trade will be very much anticipated. And above that, he will also make a side trip to Hanoi to pay visit to head of state of Vietnam. So it will be very relevant to the bilateral relations. And there is a lot of anticipation that some important development will unfold during his short stop in Hanoi.
We all are aware that President Trump has withdrawn from the trade agreement that was coined several years ago. What would be the position of Vietnam on this? Will they convince the president to go back to that agreement?
If they could, I'm sure they would happily do so. Yes, as I said, issue of trade has been an issue since President Trump even campaigned. So one of his first decisions was a withdrawal from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, the 12 members trade deal that Vietnam was supposed to be one of the member and was expected to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of this trade arrangement. Mm. There is a talk that the TPP-11, even without U.S., will carry on.
Yes.
There are some hopes that Japan and Australia as well will take some initiative to carry on the negotiations. And for that, Vietnam would certainly on board, would be interested in exploring that. As for with the U.S., I think Vietnamese are hoping to work out some sort of bilateral free trade arrangement with the United States. I think it's going to be a challenging, quite a difficult, given President Trump's attitudes toward trade. So it would not be without challenges. It would be quite critical and quite essential for development of strategic relations, not only with Vietnam, but with other countries in the region as well. So I think it is difficult. It will be challenging, but it would be essential to talk about it, and it would be essential for President Trump to realize there is no possibility of strong U.S. presence in the region without the economic component.
That's true. The balance of trade between Vietnam and America, do you think they will be willing to give concessions?
Yes, the trade between Vietnam and U.S. is actually one of the points that President Trump pointed out. And there is trade deficit with Vietnam. So actually, Vietnam has surplus last year noted by over $30 billion. So ranked sixth on the list of the countries that U.S. has trade deficit with. And during the visit of Prime Minister Xuân Phúc, end of May, the two governments worked out several new trade deals. Vietnam has made a number of orders worth over $18 billion. And that is sort of show of goodwill from the Vietnamese government, concession that Vietnam is making to show their willingness to work on those trade imbalances. So it is hard to expect from a smaller and developing economy such as Vietnam to exactly match the balance with the United States. States trade. But at least Vietnam is showing that it's willing to alleviate the imbalance, and this is important, the political will to work things out. And I'm sure with the demand of really fastly growing population, fastest growing middle class in Vietnam, Vietnam is a very potent market for the U.S. businesses as well. So we need to look at different angles, not only the trade balance spreadsheet.
Some observers have commented that both Japan and Vietnam were enemies of the United States some years ago. Do you think that this trip of President Trump will mend that feeling of animosity and develop into a union of friendly countries?
I think it's a little bit longer than a trip. Certainly, the trip has important diplomatic meanings. And the fact that he's going there for 12 days, and it's quite a long trip, and he wanted to cut it short, but he's extending, acknowledging the importance of the region. I think that is also already quite going out of his comfort zone, if you observe pictures on the media. But certainly, improvement of Vietnam-U.S. relationship has been going on for quite some time. The trajectory is very positive, and the momentum is very good, and momentum is important to keep. And so I think it is an extra commitment from President Trump to make a side trip from Da Nang to Hanoi to show also his appreciation of the bilateral relations. And Vietnam really emerges as a critically important actor in the region, and increasingly so. You know, rapprochement is important, and I think legacy of war will continue to be an issue to for both governments to work on. And as long as we can see political will from both sides to work on, that's a positive sign.
Good. We have been speaking with Dr. Hong Le Tu, who has been very generous in giving us an overview and detail of how America and Vietnam are currently related. We thank you very much for your time, Dr. Le Tu.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
It was a pleasure.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.